Support comes from Stuart Peterson, since 1985 offering strategic commodity consulting and marketing services to help producers manage market opportunities and risks. Stuart Peterson develops strategies customized to each client's goals and operation size. More information at stuart-peterson.com.
Good Thursday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Let's see how futures are trading. December hard red winter wheat, 707 up 14 and a half. Soft December, 661 and a quarter up 14 and three quarters. December corn, 462 and three quarters up 6 and a half. July, 489 and three quarters up 6. November soybeans, 1348 and a quarter up a half. July, 1298 and a quarter down 1. October soybean meal, 427.30 up 30. October soybean oil, 42.71 up 24. October live cattle, 125.70 up 42 and a half. September feeders, 157.12 and a half down 2 and a half. October lean hogs, 91.12, and they are down 60.
Agricultural market reports on WILL are made possible with support from Busey. Small business is the next big business. So Busey offers solutions to fit growing business needs, from customizable lending options to succession planning. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Dan Zwicker, CGB Enterprises in Mandeville, Louisiana. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Dave.
Been an interesting week for November soybeans. Monday, they managed to gap lower. Tuesday, they came within a half cent of filling a downside gap that was left over on the charts from August 23rd. Wednesday, a little bit higher. Thursday, a little bit higher. What is, from a technical standpoint, the charts trying to tell us going forward?
Well, we're still in the consolidation phase, basically, between 1410 and 1332. We, you know, went down and got that 32 low here. Like you said there on Tuesday, the previous low of that congestion was like 35, and that was done right after Labor Day weekend. So we have a slight tilt to the downside, so some technicians call this flagging congestion. And then we're just basically waiting to see whether or not it breaks to the outside, to the upside. Now, as a rule, now, you know, I'm not too sure there's any rules left anymore because the cheese has been moved, but sideways markets are not necessarily, you don't make tops in sideways markets such as this. Now, you know, it can happen. Usually a sideways market like this is usually a big step to go to make another leg up in prices. So that's kind of what I'm looking at from a technical point of view. But if we would actually close that gap, we got within a half cent of it, then maybe the market then would be dripping out. I mean, you have to worry a little bit. The funds are big long soybeans and short corn. Everybody's been long 1 unit of beans and short 2 units of corn. Now there's been some profit taking here and there. But at some point in time, you know, you could see some long liquidation, and then that would, you know, the market would could fall back very quickly. But as long as we stay in this flag congestion area, we've still got a chance to move the go on up into this 1410 area. Check out that yearly high. If you start slicing through that, then you could propel the market maybe on up to 15-something.
Make the fundamental case that would push the market back up above 410, and will the technicals signal it ahead of time?
Well, I think the technicals will signal it ahead of time. I mean, that's what we try to do here. I think it's all yield-related, and we really haven't did much on soybeans as far as soybean yields go. So it sounds to me that we've got a couple weeks to go yet before we really get into many soybean yield harvesting activity. And then, of course, we'll get pretty close to the October crop report. So I think it's kind of going to be yield related. I also think the macro markets might begin to be supportive influences with the Fed going to keep the pump going. And, you know, the vice chairman is another Ivy League educated Berkeley professor. So my guess is that she will continue to pump the press the pump money too. So I think that's what the trade is kind of thinking. With gold up 50-some dollars here today, that we might now begin to see another round of commodity buying. Crude oil is breaking out of a pennant formation, a monthly triangle formation that says it could maybe go to 140. So, you know, it looks to me if the Fed's going to continue to devalue our currency, maybe we might have another round in higher commodity prices.
Let's turn our attention to the corn chart then. December daily grinding lower, made a new low for its current move yesterday, came back as a little bit higher today. What will it take to make the case to get back up to that 493 area?
Well, I think we're on our way. I mean, if we would hold today's advance into the close by tomorrow afternoon, we will have traced out a weekly reversal to the upside on December corn. And that goes along with the weekly reversal up that we traced out there in mid-August when we had a low of 446. So there was an so I think if we close out with a weekly reversal up, then you've got a place to start drawing a trend line. So you draw a trend line from 446 to 452. So you got a kind of a slight upward slant. It's nothing dramatic at any time, but then you just then draw a parallel line then off of the 508 high, and you're basically what you're looking at or visualizing. What I'm looking at is a sideways to higher move beginning to unfold in December corn futures with the top end of that sideways channel in the 510s.
So. If I'm hearing you right, this will be a slow high grind kind of affair.
Well, not necessarily. you're going to really hit stops if you hit this 475, 4474 area. You're going to bring in a lot of stop technical buying. Mm-hmm. And what triggers that, you know, maybe these corn yields. Corn yields are holding up pretty good. From what I hear going on in Central Illinois, between 180 and 210, 220 maybe on the top side. A lot of corn is going to be caught somewhere in between the 180 and 200. You know, nice good yields, but not the 240s. that ground has the potential of making. And if we get into the later corn, we got upwards of a third of the corn crop planted after May 20th. My guess is the yields are going to fall off on that. So we're hearing the best yields early. As harvest goes on, we're going to start hearing lower yields. And that may be enough to trigger the market higher. Now, all you need to do is get this thing trending higher, then the end users are going to come in here and start buying it because while farmers don't have much sold, the end user ain't got anything bought either. So he's been waiting on lower prices. So my guess is that you've kind of got countervailing influences there. Farmers need to sell for some money. End users need to buy to keep their plants running. But I think the overall trend looks to me like she's beginning to shift something more in the sideways to higher level.
Thank you, Dan.
Very well.
Dan Zwicker of CGB Enterprises, and he is in Mandeville, Louisiana. Current tick in the marketplace, December corn, 462 and three quarters, up 6.5. July, 489.5, up 5.75. November soybeans, 1346, down 1.75, now 1.5. July, 1296 and a quarter, down 3. October soybean meal, $426.50, down 50. October soybean oil at $42.69 is up 22. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.